Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. We're going to dip into the world of coaching today. I love to talk to coaches. As you know, coaching has become such an important thing to many people. Years ago, we didn't have coaches that available. When I was growing up, even in through college, there were no coaches around. We didn't know what a coach was. But now they've become critically important, and there's some really outstanding people who are sharing their lives and their experiences with other people in order to help them live a better life. And that's the kind of person we're going to be talking to right now. You're going to find this amazing, I am sure. And, you know, everything is kind of a relationship when you think about it, whether it's your relationship with food or money or another person or even thoughts. Our guest today believes almost everything comes down to a relationship. Our guest is Ann Papayotti, and she's the founder of Skyview Coaching, which is headquartered in Grapevine, Texas, which is right in between the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth, a lovely area of the country. She's dedicated to working with people who want to experience their most rewarding relationships, their most rewarding life, and ultimately, their most fulfilling lives. In addition, she's an author, she's a speaker, she's an advice columnist, and she has twice been awarded the CEO Today Magazine Executive Coaching Award. She, like many coaches, had a whole different world, a career going on before she got into the coaching world. And then she decided to get educated on what it's like to be a coach. And I must tell you, I don't think I've ever read someone who had so many, not degrees, but so much education in coaching. It's quite remarkable what she has done to educate herself to be a coach. And she spells it out very clearly on her website. So if you've ever wanted to know what a coach has done to become a coach, boy, Ann really tells you with she lays it out there for you. It's impressive. Anyway, as she notes, there are two types of people who seek her coaching services. First, they're the people who experience a sudden, unexpected change in their lives, and they feel kind of lost. And then there are the people who determine something has to change. They're stuck, and they're just not happy. Many people are dealing with a loss, like divorce, a death, or diagnosis, an illness, a diagnosis, or, you know, well, as I say, illness is exactly what she was talking about. Prior to becoming a coach, Ann was in the corporate world. I'm going to get her to explain that to me because she had quite a career in the corporate world. And then we'll get into the books that she's written and how she helps people in the world of coaching today. It's a real delight to have Ann Papayotti with us. Her website is skyviewcoaching.com. If you want to check out that website while you're listening to this, you'll find it very, very informative. So let's just get going. Ann, it's a delight to have you with us today. Thanks for sharing the time. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Doug. I am absolutely thrilled to be here with you, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
Listen, it's our pleasure to have you. We are honored that you're willing to take the time to talk with us. I always go through a coach's background because most coaches have had totally different careers before they came a coach. It seems to me, at least in my experience, it's rare those who have gone through their education and began coaching right out of college or whatever. They all have had some sort of experience they bring to the table. Let's talk about you and what got you into this field. You didn't begin as a coach. What did you begin doing in your other career, your other life?
Well, it's interesting. I agree with you. I've met few coaches who went straight into coaching as a career. It usually does become a calling somehow and a passion connected to something. So for me, I actually in college majored in journalism, and I had learned the power of asking questions to help people reveal their truth. But after college, I'm like, I think I want to go see the world. I've never been west of the Mississippi River. So I went to work for an airline as a flight attendant, thought I'd be there for 2 years, and then get what I called a real job. And I realized there's a career here for me. And I followed a path there through training and facilitation and ultimately into community affairs and cultural diversity. And while I was there, I had gone through my own personal trauma in that I went through divorce. And I also lost a child. And so I had these things happening in my life, and I had gone to a support group for divorce where I benefited by being a participant. But then they asked me to take it over. They asked me to take it over and lead it because the facilitators were ready to let it go and pass it on. And I said, I can't do that. I'm not healed. And they said that you can't help but help yourself as you help someone else. And I realized that to be true. So it was all about tapping into those corporate facilitation skills I had developed and using those to work with other people. And then, Doug, here's where the call came. As I was leading these support groups in my community throughout the years, people were always asking for one-on-one time with me. They wanted more personal, intimate guidance. And I didn't follow right away, but years later, after 17 years at the airline and a remarriage and a relocation, life opened up for me to reinvent myself, if you will. And I was teaching courses at a nonprofit center, and I was leading support groups. And again, I faced the same thing where participants wanted one-on-one time. So I started looking at how can I actually serve them better than just meeting them for coffee or lunch and trying to guide them as best I could. And education is important to me. So like you said, I went for it, and I started studying, and I was fascinated with neuroscience and the way our minds work. And a lot of that came from yet another trauma in my life with my son being diagnosed with epilepsy. But in 2015, I completed a lot of coursework and dug into being a professional coach and really turned in what this calling had been probably since childhood, as I was always told I was a good listener and could have my own Dear Annie column back then, that I became a coach and started this practice. And no looking back.
Well, as I pointed out, you spell out all of the various studies you did. How long did it take you once you started to really seriously study the world of being a coach to get those certificates? It must have taken you a while, didn't it? I mean, it's not something you learn in a couple of weeks or months.
No. I did a year-long program for the initial certification, and then I just continued developing and learning like neurolinguistic programming. I went for certification in that because I understand the power of words and the narratives we use in our self-talk. And so I just went for the next one, whatever I found clients were struggling with that I could learn more about, then I would seek it out. And I love to read, so that doesn't hurt.
Well, it's very impressive looking at the work that you did. And as you point out, you also have a degree from the School of Hard Knocks. I thought that's very cute.
Yes, I do.
Let's talk a little bit about how you help people and what brings people to you. You know, every coach has certain things that they do to help people. What do you think your goal as a coach is to help people who are suffering from what? What would be the best thing to describe you and your abilities to help people? Is it people suffering from, could be anything really, but is it something they've experienced in life, a divorce like you went through, or an illness, or is it a little bit of everything?
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of everything, but like you said, you know, there really are two paths that lead people to me. And it's when something changed unexpectedly and they're lost, or something has to change. They just can't take it anymore, whatever it is, and they feel stuck, but they're not sure how to move forward. And those things can come from various life experiences, but my goal, regardless, is to help them first survive where they're at and then to do the work to help move them out and beyond so that they can end up thriving again and enjoy the sunshine to come, because all of these life storms, I like to call them, every storm runs out of rain, and the sun's going to be there. So I want to help them develop a healing resiliency, because research repeatedly finds that experiencing even one emotional traumatic event without developing healing resiliency can lead to a lifetime of unsatisfaction and even unwellness. So on my website, you'll see that I offer love and relationships, divorce and breakup coaching. In other words, I can help people make up or break up. And then I also offer mindset and health and wellness coaching, because you really can't have one without the other. The mind and body cannot be separated. And the site also mentions energy leadership, which is a trademarked model and system that I love to use when working with executives, business, and teams, and to get everybody on the same page and using the same language as they move towards the same goal. But the point on my website to showcase these different pain points, if you will, is so potential clients can see themselves. And when they see themselves, then they can be inspired to do the work.
Let me ask you, you do point out all of these various methods of coaching. I'm just wondering, is there a big difference between life and mindset coaching and love and relationship coaching, as well as health and wellness coaching? Is each one quite different from your perspective as to what you do and how you treat it with the client you have, depending on what they're there for? Is that right?
It's really not that different. And that's why I spell out some pain points just so they can see themselves. But my approach is to meet them exactly where they're at and then help them get to where they want to be. But sometimes people can't even express in words what they need or where they want to be. So it's my job to help them reveal that. And whether they're coming from any of these backgrounds, it's really the same process for me. I have to listen, actively and be able to pull those questions in the moment that's going to help them reveal what they need to gain new insight about or to explore more deeply. I love it. It's really like being a little bit of a journalist and just really asking the questions and exploring and helping people to reveal their own stories. And when they face their truth, whatever it is, whatever their story is, whatever they're going through, then they can start making changes to improve their lives and how they experience them.
So how do you begin a session with someone who comes to you for help? What's it like working with you?
I always start with, how would you like to use our time today? So I do not come with my own agenda. It is what they come with. Now, in the discovery session, where I'd like to offer for everyone is a complimentary 30-minute kind of a pre-coaching session, that's when I find out really where they're at and where they want to go. So when they start coming for regular coaching sessions, it's how would they like to use our time? Because things change within the week or 2 weeks since I've seen them. There's been something and they need to express it and share it. And now that we've developed that relationship between us, then they usually want to take the lead. And if they're struggling to find the lead, then I'll take them back to something they've said before and we'll start sort of a reassessment and go from there.
And in general, just tell me, how long do you find it takes working with someone before they begin to see the light and feel better and things get brighter, on the other side for them?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight, I know. Is it, several months? 6 months or not, not that long or more?
I think some people get great results in as little as 3 months, like a 12 session type thing. And that is if they're committed and dedicated. And you were talking about my belief that everything's a relationship before with everyone and everything. And the question becomes, is it a healthy relationship or not? Could it possibly be toxic to our overall happiness and well-being? So when we look at these different things that they may be going through or this one specific thing that they're focused on, there's always something else behind it that has maybe it's a pattern in their life perhaps, and it's created how they're responding in this moment to this storm in their life. And so this relationship that they have with time, money, food, other people, with themselves, will greatly be impacted by the narrative they're using around it. So I listen for that. And then I dig and I explore, because it's usually not the exact thing they come to me about. And I don't know if that makes sense, but let's say they come because they're going through a divorce. and they feel betrayed, and they have this sense of loss. When we get down to it, what's really hurting is they were betrayed before in life. They when they start looking, and we do the autopsy on the relationship, if you will, and they start seeing they weren't happy in the marriage perhaps as well. So when they start looking back, we can then look within, and then we can look ahead and really start impacting how they can show up differently and get different results. It's just simple happiness. So many people come, Doug, saying, I just want peace. I want to feel peace. So I take that word, and we're going to always challenge, then how is what this is, and how did that move you towards peace? And that's when they see their patterns.
Well, that's great. That's really great. You know, you are so accomplished in what you're doing. You are an accomplished speaker. I know you talk to groups a lot. I gather you enjoy doing that, or you wouldn't do it. It's a pretty effective way of helping people in groups. And you also teach. You teach courses and workshops and seminars, and you write books. You're into everything. Let's talk a little bit about the kind of workshops that you teach and the courses that you hold for people. It's listed on your website. You do a course in midlife makeover, from crisis to creation, awakening to your life purpose, healing the wounds, the path to divorce recovery, and it keeps on going. How do you like doing that, and how effective is that in helping people? Does it work well for you? Do you help them that way?
I do. It does work well for me because I'm being true to, I think, who I am. When I go back to this little childhood book that my mom kept, where every school year I would have to fill in what did I want to be when I grew up, it would alternate teacher, nurse. And somewhere in there I put airline hostess. I don't even know how I knew what one was, because I didn't fly commercially until I was 20 or 21 years old. But all of that has come to fruition in my life. I believe teaching is my calling. How I teach will be in different ways, whether it's through writing the advice column, through writing and developing a course and then facilitating it, or a book where I can guide people without, you know, being a traditional teacher. I always thought I'd be in front of a fourth grade classroom and a chalkboard. It's just not how it worked out, but I'm still authentic to, I believe, who I was designed to be and how I was intended to serve during my life.
Well, let me ask you a question about these courses and the workshops. Are they in person, mm-hmm. or are you doing those, via Zoom? Kind of hard to do it via Zoom, but anyway, tell me.
Yeah, live. Well, we call it live, virtual lives, right? So I have done both. And it depends. I may go into a business and offer workshops live and with groups to help for team building and that type of thing. I used to work at a nonprofit when I lived in Montreal, where I offered live courses at their facility. But with the onset of COVID, a lot of things went online went virtual. And so now Zoom, I can do a whole presentation, for a group or on Zoom, and that's very common practice these days, of course. And I developed my first online course myself this year, where people actually go in and it's self-paced, video-led, with weekly live virtual meetups for connection and for discussion. And that course is called Soul CPR, and it's out now. So I'm really proud of that, because it's my first time to launch into that world of technology.
I have a note here that the next courses are going to begin a week from today. Now, again, that's on Zoom. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Cool.
So actually, it's hosted, on a platform like Kajabi, where they'll go on and they'll create their account, and they'll be able to log in and have a pre-recorded video that I've made, a workbook, and some meditations even that they will do week to week, and then they'll show up once a week live. And if they can't show up on Zoom live, then it's recorded where they can go back into the library and watch it at their own convenience. And it's a 12-week course. So again, 12 weeks, there's something magical about that. If people will commit to to giving themselves 3 months to focus on their well-being, they tend to come out okay. So some people need longer, want longer because they're working through, let's say, divorce. There's the head and heart involved. There's the business side and the emotional side. So sometimes they need ongoing guidance. And I've had people, you know, come for 6 months and a year, but it's rare I find in coaching for longer than that. They may come back for what I call a tune-up session, and they do. I have clients from years ago that will come back and just say, hey, you got time for me this week? And they just want to process something out loud with someone that they trust. And so we'll do that. But I find that coaching is all about future-oriented, and it's action-focused. So it's really about doing things differently so you can feel differently and experience life differently. And so it doesn't take years and years to accomplish that. If someone is not making progress, I may refer them to therapy if we find their emotional wounds are too deep.
That's interesting. Anyway, you pointed out it's called Soul CPR. Anyway, CPR is an acronym that stands for Connect, Pinpoint, and Recover. And by the way, I see you also are going to have a retreat in November, in the first week in November, in Sedona, in Arizona, for a small group of people to come to get together. That sounds like that would be pretty interesting, really interesting, right?
I'm really excited about that. It's also Soul CPR, the retreat. It's, while it's independent of the course, one can enhance the other. But, yeah, it's going to be in that beautiful landscape of Sedona, Arizona, at a small boutique in has sort of a sanctuary-style gardens. And it's limited to 12 participants for, you know, the ultimate connection and interaction. And we'll have sunrise meditations and evening fireside chats, and there will be one special daily activity, whether it's something like a hatha yoga class or a guided hike through the Red Rocks to the energy vortexes or a personalized body treatment and more. And there, of course, be healthy, wholesome meals. And it's a great way for people to either begin a journey of self-discovery or go deeper on something they want to explore. So they can reach out to me on my website for more details if they like.
Well, I'm really impressed with you, Anne. You're doing your share to help other people. Again, the website, if anybody wants more information on that retreat or on your online courses, your website is skyviewcoaching.com. Very simple, skyviewcoaching.com. The whole story is there. It's a very, very well done website. And let's talk a little bit about your books. In fact, you have several that are out. You're working on another one right now. Did you ever, in your wildest dreams when you were younger, think you were going to write a book?
I did, Doug. Ever since I was 17, I knew I had this pull to write a book, but I let perfectionism always get in the way, and I always thought it would be a novel. But what happened was, you know, life took me down a different path, and I felt called to write a self-help book. And so I partnered with a colleague and friend to write The Gift of Shift. And our intention was really just to reach and help more people than we could do individually in our practices. And we formatted it in a way that where we each shared a short personal story. And we did this because clients tell us, you know, they buy all these self-help books and they get overwhelmed, and or they're too academic. And we thought, okay, let's tell short personal stories featuring a common life theme like betrayal or forgiveness, courage, conflict, hope, to name a few, and then share how we shifted our perspective from something powerless to something powerful despite our circumstances by using the power of choice. And then we invite the reader to reflect on how this theme is played out in their own life in the guided journaling section that follows each chapter. So we help them rebuild their truth by asking 5 coaching style questions, and then we provide space for them to rewrite their own story in a more empowered way.
Well, it sounds really amazing. What kind of reaction have you gotten from those who've read it? It's, you know, it's a collection of short stories, but they all make a point. What have you gotten back from those who've read it?
We have had such wonderful feedback of people who were carrying a hurt from their teenage years that were able to finally process something, often because they didn't had never asked for help with this specific thing. But the way that we presented the book gave them the, it just guided them through exploring, or they related to our story or what we went through. And they felt like they healed something that has just been like a pebble in their shoe their whole life. And so that type of feedback and just how much people enjoy being guided to journal, because I think a lot of people recognize that that journaling is considered a mindfulness tool and a healing technique. But a lot of people don't know where to start. So by asking these questions, we're giving them the whole outline for their new narrative, because we have to pay attention to the words we use in our self-narratives, because words are so incredibly powerful. And I would imagine you agree, as a storyteller that you are, Doug, and the writer, producer, and all of your hats.
Well, I'm intrigued by the one you're writing now. You have another book. I mean, this will be your third one coming, called, I assume this is a title, unless it's a working title, called It Hurts, Coming to Terms with a Breakup. That sounds like one that would be really, really valuable for, you know, anyone who's gone through a breakup, a man as well. Would that be right?
Absolutely. It will be, you know, for everyone who is experiencing the pain of a breakup. And it is a working title, but hey, if you like it, I'm going to go with it.
No, I think it's a great title. It's a great title.
Fantastic.
By the way, your books are available at Amazon, you know, and at Barnes & Noble and Chapters Indigo and other major bookstores. Just use your name, Ann Papayotti, and you can get those books. Engaging Speakers was another one. You have a chapter in there about your story. And one other thing I want to mention before we run out of time is you do a column, Dear Annie.
Yes.
So what is that about?
I do. Well, I think I mentioned earlier that, you know, ever since high school, people said I could have my own Dear Annie column, because I was sort of the go-to girl for friends struggling with things. And I was actually being interviewed on a podcast last year, and afterwards the host said, how would you like your own Dear Annie column? He happened to produce a digital magazine called Inspirations for Better Living. And so I now have that monthly advice column, and I try to do a coach approach and not just tell people what to do. They write in with their questions, just like the typical Dear Abby type thing. And and I try to guide them to their own conclusions, but I do offer, you know, a solution as best I can, or an option for solution. Yeah.
I think that's great. You mentioned Dear Abby. I was trying to think of her name. That's, you know, the one who, she was very popular and helped a lot of people. So I presume if you're carrying on in the vein of Dear Abby, that's great. That's a way for people to get help, you know?
Thank you. Yes, exactly. It's just another branch on the tree, if you will, for helping
people. Well, Ann,
people.
You are one busy lady, and your goal is to help others. And that's really, you know, it's so great for you to do this. Let me point out again, you have this magnificent website where your information is you tell your story and then you tell what you can do, skyviewcoaching.com. And if you're in the Dallas area or the Fort Worth area and is located in that area, perhaps you could get in touch with her. And I gather you still meet some people personally. You did, and I guess that's possible as well. Is that right? You still will
it
do
is.
That?
Local clients, if they would like to meet in person, we make that happen. And there's a lot of power in that as well.
I agree with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, Ann. It's been a delight. You obviously are an amazing lady, and I'm very impressed with you. So thank you so much. We're out of time. We got to go. So good luck to you, and maybe we can do this again. Okay?
It's a pleasure. Glad to. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We certainly do. That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, bye for now.